a lot of what we expected. It was hard fought. It was physical. It was close. And I would imagine, in some ways, Kevin, with your friendship with Bruce, you're probably just glad this is over.
Well, I'm friends with Bruce, but I'm the coach of this basketball team, and we didn't compete hard enough on the boards, and we didn't defend their 2 3-point shooters, and those were two of the three things that we focused on going into this game, and it was very disappointing the way we didn't rebound, and so. That led to a lot of, you know, of their points. I think they got 20 second chance points.
Yep.
And so that's we made a lot of freshman mistakes and a lot of things that just were we played just incredibly poorly at times defensively and did just things that were just mind-boggling. But that's unfortunately that's what's going to happen until we get the way we need to get, and we're just not there yet.
Still, in the second half and it even late first half, made some really nice runs, got a nice 7-point lead on a couple of occasions.
Well, you know, we had the lead but we just didn't have nothing happens consistently in that game for us. We didn't defend consistently, didn't rebound consistently, mm-hmm. But when it all comes down to it, if we'd have made our free throws and made our layups, we'd have won the game. Mm-hmm. So I can complain about other things, but if we make free throws and we make layups, we win the basketball game. And we didn't make free throws and layups like we need to win close games. So that's why we lost.
McCamey's a pretty good shooter, though, and you knew that coming in. Boy, he's good.
One of the things, second thing on the board tonight was limit the 3-point attempts of number one and number 32, and one hit five and one hit four, and they go 10 for 19 from three, but again we've just got a lot of improving to do, and we didn't play well tonight, but we played hard, but we didn't play hard in ways that we needed to play hard. We didn't rebound hard. We lost the physicality game, which was the number one key to the entire game for us. Is we got to win the battle of physicality, mm-hmm. and we lost that, and that's why we lost the game.
We'll take a break. More with the coach right after this. Back to Memorial Gym. Vanderbilt comes up short tonight against Illinois, 69-63. Kevin, you said before the game, you know, with the injury situation, the illness situation, some guys were going to have to step up. And I thought you had a couple of guys that did that for you tonight.
Well, we had guys that played hard. I thought Andre Walker played really hard, gave us a good effort. And Festus, when he was in there, gave us really good minutes, I thought. And unfortunately, his back spasmed up on him, and he's been struggling with his back lately. So I thought he played well during the time he was in there. You know, again, it's just going to be a growing process for us, but it's not going to take away from the disappointment of losing games that you have a chance to win. Mm-hmm. And we had a chance to win this game, and we didn't do it. I'm disappointed in the fact that, you know, we didn't prepare better. Our Tuesday practice was one of the worst that we've had, and so. That, you know, bad preparation will generally lead to bad results, and so we didn't come to play on Tuesday, and then we spent the rest of the week trying to catch up because then we started modifying things to accommodate what was really a lack of awareness and lack of attention on Tuesday. And then, you know, our preparation just wasn't as good as it needed to be, and therefore our performance wasn't as good as it needed to be.
But now, having been through this with these guys, a lot of the young guys that had not been through this kind of thing before, does that give you things you can coach them with that you couldn't have done otherwise? I mean, you can tell them all you want to, but until they've been through something like this, they don't know it.
Well, probably. And every experience is a first time. Mm-hmm. For us right now, but we don't have that kind of time. We need to be a good basketball team, and we need to be a good basketball team soon, and we need to be a solid basketball team, and we were anything but solid tonight. I thought Illinois made some really big plays and played very, very well. It felt to me like we beat ourselves. We beat ourselves by not boxing out. We beat ourselves by not making free throws. We beat ourselves by not making layups. And so historically, we've been a pretty good team at not beating ourselves. That's mm-hmm. the first place, as I tell our guys, that's the first place that you start, is you eliminate the reasons why you get beat. And then you move on to things that are going to help you win, mm-hmm. which they kind of go hand in hand. But we didn't eliminate the reasons that you get beat tonight. We didn't eliminate offensive rebounds and second chance points and missing layups and free throws. I mean, those are things that you really have some control over, in my opinion. And those things we didn't do well tonight. So we'll go back to practice tomorrow, try to figure out how to box out a little bit better and try to become a better team.
And now you get on the fast track a little bit now. Now you got a Monday game and a Wednesday game and then a couple of games in the weekend. So there's not going to be a whole lot of time just to devote to practice, is there?
Well, not as much as we probably need, but we're going to carve it out. I don't care how we get there. It's just up to for us to continue down the path we're on. We had some good minutes tonight. We had some good moments, but we just weren't sharp, and we weren't attentive to what we had to do to win the game. And again, we can blame it on being young, and we gave up four or five baskets that I'm just over there scratching my head as to goodness gracious. But we'll bounce back, and hopefully we'll play better on Monday.
All right, Kevin, thanks.
Thanks.
We'll have more right after this.